Hello, brothers and sisters. Let's come before the Lord in a word of prayer. Eternal Father, our God, our King, our friend, we thank you for your favor upon us, your smiling face, your grace. Hallelujah. We pray that what you want shared would be shared, that your words and your words alone would be shared. We just give you ourselves, all we are, and all we have. We are yours. We commit ourselves now into your hands and pray that you would fill me with your Holy Spirit and anyone listening to this, and make whoever you want to tune in, Lord, that your purposes might be accomplished. Therefore, speak, Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn in your Bibles with me to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. It says, "For by grace ye have been saved." Now, do you understand the meaning of the word grace? I know a lot of people talk a lot about the meaning. But it's a simple word. And it means favor. You can just simply say, "For by favor you have been saved." That's the meaning of it, period. Maybe somewhat broader Greek than in English. But from my studies of it, that's been my conclusion. You see, so many things come out of it. Salvation, power over sin, a lot of different things. You know, God's grace, you know. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And so we look at all these different results of God's grace, and we think grace is power over sin. Grace is, you know, the ability to live the Christian life. Grace is this and grace is that. Well, those are the results of grace. Grace is favor. It is, in other words, God smiling upon us. And in the King's favor, you have all manner of good things. Think about it. If you have the favor of the King, you have whatever you need because the King owns everything. You follow me? Nehemiah had the King's favor. So what did he have? He had his, you know, the money he needed. He had an army, whatever he may have needed, you know, he had. It was all there for him. They took care of him. So that's what it is to have the King's favor. So when we have God's favor, we have everything we need. Anyway, so by God's favor, you have been saved. Through faith, you put your faith in him, and he saves you by his favor. By grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. I'm quoting by memory. Sorry, I'm driving along here. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, let me ask you, can you get saved today? And then tomorrow you're not living like a Christian very much. Or let's just say, okay, you were saved whenever you were. So let me back up. You were saved, let's say, a few years ago. And then right now you're not doing so well with the Lord, and you're just struggling with some sins, and you're thinking, oh, today I just really messed up. I'm just not a Christian today. I got to get right with the Lord. And then you get right with the Lord, and then you're walking in victory. Oh, now I'm a Christian again. And then a while later, you were struggling with sin. Oh, well, I'm not a Christian now. And then later you have victory. Oh, now I'm a Christian again. I don't think so. No. When you're born again, you're born again. You can't get born and unborn and reborn and unborn and reborn and unborn. It doesn't work that way. I do not believe at all. Now, we are saved by faith. Like it says, by grace you have been saved through faith. So faith in Jesus. The only way a person can be saved, can receive the Holy Spirit, become a child of God, is by putting his faith in Jesus Christ, right? If you're trusting in yourself, there's no way. I was just talking with someone today, which got me thinking about this. And I told him, you know, so many people, yes, we believe the fact. Jesus died for our sins. Jesus is the one that can save us. And I need to go to church more, and I need to read my Bible more, and I need to pray more, and I need to help folks more. And I'm doing the best I can. I'm trusting God will accept me. Now, did you mention Jesus there? Or did you say, I? Who is your trust in? Is it Jesus or yourself? If in the back of your mind you have a doubt, well, I hope I'm measuring up. I hope I'm living the Christian life good enough. Who is your trust in? Is it yourself? Or is it Jesus? Because if the trust is in you, you hope that you can be a good enough Christian to be accepted. You've got your trust in the wrong place. You're trusting in your works for salvation. When that is absolutely impossible. Oh, well, not for salvation, just for, you know, we've got to hold the faith. We've got to be faithful to him. You know, those that are faithful to the end shall be saved. Yes, absolutely. The Greek word for faith and the Greek word for faithfulness are the same. Therefore, true faith implies faithfulness. If you truly have faith, you're going to be faithful. That's just a fruit of it. So it's not faith plus some kind of work. It's faith that saves you. And faith is how you stay saved. In other words, you believe in Jesus to be saved from sin, and you continue believing in Jesus to continue in the Christian life. Very, very, very simply, if you follow what I'm saying. It's not like, okay, Jesus saved me, and now it's up to me to live good enough. No. The same faith that we had in him to save us is the same faith that carries us on from day to day. Just like we needed him to save us from our sins back when we were born again, so we need him today and tomorrow and the next day to give us victory over sin. That is, to save us from our sins daily. Because daily we need our Savior to be saving us. And so that is the only thing. Let's think about Peter. You know, by faith he stepped out onto the water. And he was walking toward Jesus. And he had his eyes on Jesus. Then for a moment, he took his eyes off of Jesus. He was looking on his circumstances. And he started to sink. So that's how your salvation is. By faith you started the journey of salvation. By faith you continue it. Those that are faithful to the end and shall be saved. Think of the word faithful, full of faith. You know what I'm saying? Now we think faithfulness is, yeah, dependability and stuff is different, but that's really what it is. It's a person who is full of faith. And if he's full of faith, he is going to be also faithful. So those who endure to the end will be saved. And the only way you can endure is by trusting in Jesus every day, every single day. If you look at the verse again, by grace you are saved. For by grace you have been saved through faith. Now, we talked about grace. That's favor. And then it goes on to say it is a gift of God. It's because of God's favor on us that we are saved. So if it's a favor is not something you work for or earn or maintain. If your neighbor does you a favor, comes and mows your lawn, well, the lawn was mowed by a favor. It was a favor for the neighbor. It was nothing I did. And likewise, your salvation, it was a favor of God. You understand? It's not, as it says in Romans, it says, not of him that runneth, nor of him that willeth, not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. You follow me? In John 3, it says, who were born, no, that's John 1, who were born not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. That's the Christians. Not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. It's not of him that wills, or of him that puts out the effort, but of God who shows mercy. Salvation is a gift from God from beginning to end. Jesus, save me.
20 years ago from my sin. And guess what? Today, Jesus saved me from sin. Today, Jesus gave me victory over sin. He gave me deliverance. And tomorrow, he will save me from sin again. Now, it's not the same as that original salvation experience, because that salvation experience is when I became a child of God again. Okay, I was a child of God at birth. Then I left God and followed the devil. And then when I was born again, I was reinstated into God's family. That's how I understand it. And I received the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit doesn't just, oh, I've lost my Holy Spirit, and then it comes back every day. No. So I am a child of God. But day to day, just like Peter walking on the water needed Jesus to be able to take every step, he needed Jesus' power. And to be able to take every step of life, we need the power of Jesus. And we have that power because he is in us. Like he said, I will be with you and will be in you. I'm not quoting exactly right, but that's what he said. I am with you. That's it. I am with you. In John 14, I think it is 14, yes. I am with you and will be in you. The Holy Spirit in us is the Spirit of Jesus, is the Spirit of the Father, because God is one. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, indivisible. God is one. And so Jesus, Holy Spirit, is in us, giving us the power over sin from day to day. And so, yes, going to church, reading your Bible, praying, living a righteous life, those are all fruits that show you and show me that you're a Christian. If you don't have those fruits, then we'll say you have an empty, worthless faith. But it's not the fruits that maintain your Christianity. It's not the fruits that keep you. It's faith in Jesus, which produces the fruits. And it does help us as well. If we go doing bad things, it will pull us down. It will weaken our faith. As we obey Jesus, it will strengthen our faith. But remember, it is faith in Christ that as it saves you, so it keeps you. And so it will keep you until that final day. So hold on to faith in Christ. And when you fall in sin, just tell the Lord Jesus, this is all I can do on my own. All I can ever do is sin. You must keep me. You must hold me. I trust in you. So anyway, may the Lord Jesus bless you. And this is for Christians. If you are not sure if you're a Christian, well, let me just say, ask you, did Jesus save you from your sins? Did you ever have a power of victory over sin? If you never had a victory over sin, never had a conversion experience to where all of a sudden you had the power of God to resist temptations, a new heart, new desires, deliverance from sin, if you've never experienced that, then you need to be saved. But to all of you who are saved, just keep your eyes on Jesus. He saved you, and he will save you. We need him every day. He is our salvation. As Simeon said when he raised up that babe in the temple, he said, mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Jesus is our salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you.